But we were outside of Guantanamo, we were up on the hill right across from it, it's a long way from here. And you all helped organize this, the whole trip, but also when we were there, when we were down in Guantanamo, we met with a lot of the people from Guantanamo, a lot of women, because we were a women's delegation. And one of the things that we learned was every woman that we spoke to had been raped by the US military before in the 50s. So Guantanamo suffered not only our military then, but now they're not allowed. The only way the military gets into Guantanamo was by plane and helicopter or boat. So they don't go through Cuba, but before, the devastation of US imperialism had already deeply affected the Guantanamo community. So it was really eye-opening for us just to see. We want Guantanamo given back to the Cubans very badly.
Yes.
And so
we hope it will happen.
Me gustaría presentarles al Reverendo Raúl Suárez.
I would like to introduce Reverend Raúl Suárez.
Él es el director y fundador del Centro Martin Luther King.
He's the director and the founder of this center.
Pastor retirado de la Fraternidad de Iglesia Bautista de Cuba.
He's a retired pastor from Baptist churches.
Y diputado para la Asamblea Nacional de Poder Popular.
He's a deputy to the National Assembly of People's Power, which is the Cuban Parliament.
Suárez.
Sí.
Vas a hablar.
Bueno, primero presentarles mis excusas de no haber estado aquí.
I would like to.
Vamos a empezar.
Sí, I would like to apologize for not having arrived earlier. Of course, I'm Joel, welcomed you to this center. Alright, so it's important for the members of the Martin Luther King Center and for the Cuban people.
Nosotros entendemos que estamos, esta es la batalla decisiva.
So we understand that this is a decisive battle or struggle.
Como decía, nuestro héroe nacional es de vida o muerte y no podemos errar.
All right, as our national hero said, this is homeland of death and we cannot make mistakes.
En estos días he tratado de actualizar mis conocimientos históricos.
So these days I have tried to update my historic knowledge.
En sobre todo la historia de las relaciones Cuba-Estados Unidos.
Okay, about the history about US-Cuba relationships.
Si no conocemos esa historia.
If we don't know much about this history.
Nuestra lucha no tiene toda la fundamentación ética, moral y espiritual.
So our fight would not have the ethic, let's say, background, a moral background.
Para responder al desafío de este momento.
To give response to the current challenge.
Porque se trata de salvaguardar la espiritualidad del pueblo.
Because we need to survive the spirituality of the Cuban people.
Y fortalecer la espiritualidad del pueblo cubano.
And of course we have to strengthen the spirituality of the Cuban people.
De esta manera que estamos ante dos manifiestos.
So we have in front of two manifiestos, how do you say manifest?
Manifest,
thank you. Manifestation, I would say.
El destino manifiesto.
So the destiny of the manifest.
De los Estados Unidos.
Of the United States.
Y su utilización desde el principio de la historia de ese pueblo.
And how it has been used since the beginning of the U.S. history.
Hasta estos días de hoy.
Up to these days.
Y por otra parte.
On the other hand.
Nosotros tenemos nuestro destino.
So we have our own destiny.
Es un destino histórico.
It is a historic destiny.
Que Martí lo trazó. Perfectamente.
That Martí very well marked.
Es decir, que si el destino manifiesto es justificar la expansión en aquel tiempo hacia el oeste.
So it seems that in that moment the justification was to expand the occupation,
de intervenir,
to intervene in domestic affairs.
Y que eso lo hacen en el nombre de un destino que Dios le ha dado.
And they do that on the destiny that that God has given them.
Entonces Martí dijo, hay otro destino.
So Martí said, there are other destinies.
Que es lograr la independencia de Cuba.
Is to achieve the independence of Cuba.
Y con la independencia de Cuba, evitar que los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica se lancen hacia nuestro pueblo.
And also to avoid that the U.S. or to prevent the USA to taking control over the Cuban territory and other territories as well.
Por eso le decía que no se trata de una victoria de un pueblo sobre el otro.
Is that a victory of one place or of one country over another country?
Los dos pueblos tienen que ganar.
So both countries have to win.
Y por lo tanto la ética es fundamental.
So the ethic aspect of this thing is crucial.
¿Por qué yo estoy en contra de viví 25 años antes de la revolución y el resto del lado acá?
Why have I been against this situation before 1959 and after 1959?
¿Por qué siempre me opuse al bloqueo?
Why have I always been opposed to the embargo?
Más que por daños económicos y todo eso.
Besides the fact that the country has been economically affected, this is also very important.
Es la ética que se trató de justificar.
Is the ethic thing they follow to justify what they were doing.
Y está claro.
And this is clear.
It's hay que hambriar al pueblo cubano.
Hay que, perdón.
Hambriar.
Yeah. All right. So we want people. They want Cuban people to die of hunger.
Hay que impedir su desarrollo.
We just can't allow them to have high development,
que no tengan medicamentos para,
so that Cuban people do not have medicine stuff,
para que el pueblo explote,
so that people blow up,
y echa abajo la revolución.
And of course, and the revolution just would fall apart.
Está claro de qué ética estamos hablando.
So we're clear about what kind of ethic thing we are referring to.
Es una cosa que en un inicio de esta batalla tenemos que tener presente.
So this is something that has to be taken into account in this kind of a struggle in which we are involved.
Como dijo el presidente de Uruguay recientemente,
as the president of Uruguay recently said,
el mejor argumento contra el capitalismo,
the best argument against imperialism,
es la ética.
Is the ethic.
Porque el capitalismo es la ausencia de una ética solidaria.
So, because capitalism is the absence of solidarity ethic.
Y la lucha contra el bloqueo.
And the fight against bloqueo.
Esa lucha.
And that has to be that ethic struggle.
Como ustedes ven,
as you can see,
no he dado rodeo.
I have tried to go straight to the point.
Porque yo sé qué calidad humana son las que.
Because I know the quality, I mean, what kind of human people you are in terms of your quality as human beings.
Hemos compartido, no solo este momento.
Because we have been able to share not only this moment.
Yo no puedo olvidar cuando hicimos una vigilia en la misma entrada de la base naval de Guantánamo.
I cannot remember that day when we stood in front of Guantanamo Bay for some days. So then several voices were heard. Those who believed in this religion, the Jews and the people from different kinds of religion.
Islamic.
Even the people that practice the Islamic faith. So that our voice can be heard. Against this center of torture, which is based in Guantanamo Bay. So this is what I wanted to share with you. Thank you. And of course, I'm sure that you will come up with some questions.
Yo le voy a hablar muy breve.
I'm going to speak very briefly. Sí.
de qué cosa es el Centro Martin Luther King.
So I will speak very briefly about what this center is all about.
¿Por qué un Centro Martin Luther King?
Why a Martin Luther King Center?
El Centro Martin Luther King tiene dos hechos, dos instituciones, dos procesos.
So this center has two institutions, why this institution was born or was created.
Voy a hacer una, a ver quién adivina por qué.
So I would like to know who will be able to guess why it was so.
Uno, Southern Baptist Convention.
Baptist. Yes, Southern Baptist.
Okay.
Y el otro, la Revolución Cubana.
And the other, the Cuban Revolution.
¿Qué tiene que ver Southern Baptist Convention?
So, what does the first one have to do with the Cuban Revolution?
Con la Revolución Cubana. El centro fue fundado en el año 1987.
So, this center was founded in 1987. This center was founded in 1987.
Por la Iglesia Bautista,
by the Baptist Church,
acá al lado,
which is beside this institution.
La Iglesia Bautista de Benecer,
is a Baptist Church, and the name is Benecer.
Del municipio Marianao, que
that belongs to this municipality, and remember, the name of this municipality is Marianao.
Esa iglesia formaba parte de una convención.
So that church was part of a convention in Cuba.
Bautista.
It was a Baptist convention.
Homólogo en los Estados Unidos.
So its counterpart in the United States
era la Convención Bautista del sur de los Estados Unidos.
Was the Baptist Church in the southern part of the USA.
Y toda su teología,
and,
su liturgia,
its theology and the liturgy,
toda su cosmovisión de la fe
all
cristiana.
The cosmic vision.
En el seminario en que estudió mi padre,
so this is
y
the
mi
place,
pastor.
This is the place where my father and my pastor studied.
Fue hecha al modo de Southern Baptist Convention.
So it followed the same pattern of that convention.
What city?
¿Qué ciudad? ¿Qué ciudad del sur? You want what city from the south part?
Yes.
No, la convención del sur de los Estados Unidos.
The convention of the southern part of the United States.
Oh, no, I just meant, was there a theological seminary?
¿Hay algún seminario teológico?
El de los bautistas occidentales está aquí en La Habana.
The one from the western side is in Havana.
Okay.
Con el permiso de los que son bautistas del sur.
So with the permissions of those that come from the Baptist center from the southern part of the states.
Ustedes conocen mejor que yo qué cosa es Southern Baptist.
So you know much more than I do what Southern Baptist is all about.
Nosotros heredamos de ellos.
We inherited from them
una visión de la fe muy
a vision of faith which was very individualistic.
Dios y yo,
God himself,
yo y Dios,
God and myself,
y Dios y yo, y nada, ahí God. La relación no salía de ahí.
So that was the relationship between God and
ninguna
me.
Ninguna referencia a la realidad humana.
No references to human reality.
Y esa, ustedes conocen conductas más recientes de Southern Baptist.
So you know much more recent behaviors
desde la época
from
de,
Southern.
Desde la época de Reagan.
From the time in which Reagan was in office.
Ha sido el soporte de la derecha religiosa.
So they have been the support of the right wing of the religion aspect.
Sus nexos con la derecha rancia política de los
its
Estados Unidos.
It's linked with the right, la derecha.
La derecha más rancia.
With a strong right wing.
No ordenan al pastorado a las mujeres.
So women are not supposed to be members.
La homofobia.
Homophobia is also part of what they do.
Ustedes se imaginan con esa visión.
So do you imagine with this
de
kind
la
of vision,
la vida,
with this kind of vision of
cuánto
faith,
le ha costado
sí,
a
sí.
Mis padres.
How much
has cost seminario.
So they both study in this seminar.
Entender un hecho tan sismático.
So to be able to understand such a complicated situation.
Como la Revolución Cubana.
The revolution, the Cuban Revolution. How difficult it was for them to understand the changes and the implementation of new things as part of the Cuban Revolution.
Y para colmo de sacudida,
on the top of everything,
se declara socialista y marxista.
So Cuba declared itself a socialist revolution and a Marxist revolution.
Imagínense, muchos pastores se fueron de Cuba.
So many pastors left the country.
Y otros se quedaron en Cuba.
And some others remained in the country.
Y iniciaron un camino.
And they followed a road.
De tratar de entender qué estaba pasando en este país.
To be able to understand what was going on or what was happening in this country.
Desde la experiencia de la fe.
From the experience of faith.
Para eso fue necesario un proceso muy complejo.
It was a very complicated process. It was a very dramatic. It was a very dramatic process for the religion.
Quitarse los espejuelos de los misioneros.
To take off the glasses.
Y empezar a ver la realidad.
And then they had to start seeing or viewing
la experiencia
the reality and the experiences of faith.
Desde el lugar en que Dios nos había colocado para vivir.
From the very from the place where God had placed us.
En el año 71,
in 1971,
nuestra familia vino aquí a la iglesia de Marianao.
Our family came to the church in Marianao.
Mi padre como pastor.
My father as a pastor.
Y mi madre, que había estudiado en seminario, no podía ser pastora.
And my mother, who had studied in the seminar, of course she was not allowed to become a pastor. So she was the pastor's wife.
Y ahí iniciamos un camino.
And this is how we started the road.
Como dije, a partir de los desafíos que nos venían a la fe cristiana.
Based on the challenges we had to face and the challenges that came from the revolution.
En estos tiempos a veces es costumbre de mucha gente mirar para atrás.
Sometimes people look back.
Y mirar en estos 50 y tantos años manchas y errores.
So people what people see in the revolution, they just see mistakes and spots.
Pero esa revolución, con esas manchas y con esos errores.
But this revolution with these spots and mistakes.
Desplegó una obra evangélica.
Carried out an evangelic, is that okay? Evangelic work.
Una obra de justicia.
It's a work of justice.
Y sobre todo una obra de dignidad para
and also it's a work of dignity.
En ese proceso.
So in this process,
nosotros estábamos aislados del mundo.
We were completely isolated from the rest of the world.
Sin relaciones con nadie.
So we had no relationships with other countries.
Había que caminar solo, casi solo.
So we had to do things on our own. We didn't receive any support from any other countries.
Y ahí hay que reconocer la contribución de la vida y la obra de Martin Luther King.
And of course we have to understand and recognize the contribution that Martin Luther King made.
Primero porque era un pastor bautista.
First of all, because he was a Baptist pastor from the southern part of the United States.
Segundo lugar, que optó por la justicia social.
Because he opted for the social justice. Or he opted for this.
No, a pesar de su fe.
Nonetheless, his faith.
A causa de su fe.
But because of his faith.
Y nos ayudó a romper con aquella mentalidad de sobre
so he helped us to break up with that mentality that came from the southern part.
Que el cristiano no se metía en política.
That Christian people were not supposed to be involved
los
in politics.
Fuertes.
Los complejos puentes. And he helped us to understand the complicated bridges.
Que hay que tirar entre fe y política.
So bridges between politics and faith.
Si queremos contribuir a resolver los problemas.
If we want to be able to make contributions to be able to solve problems that human
por
beings
eso en el
face.
1987, cuando se construye, se hace esta obra.
That's why in 1987 when this center was opened,
la iglesia local la dedica a la memoria de Martin Luther King.
So the local church dedicated this church or this center to Martin Luther King.
El otro desafío es que esta era una iglesia de barrio popular.
The other challenge we had to face that this church was located in an area of low income people.
Localizado en un barrio muy famoso que se llama Pobolotti.
So we have a very famous neighborhood here whose name is Pobolotti.
Un barrio de fuertes tradiciones culturales y religiosas de origen africano.
A neighborhood which follows very well religions from African countries.
Entonces esto era una iglesia de espíritu blanco.
Espíritu
blanco.
All right, this church had what he says. White Spirit.
Con una liturgia anglosajona del
with
siglo
Anglo,
XIX.
Anglo-Saxon liturgy from the 18th century.
Gloria di Jesucristo. Y este era un barrio de percusión.
So this, I mean, so what can be heard? What could be heard in this neighborhood? Percussion, rumba, people playing drums.
Entonces, ¿cómo tirar un puente cultural?
How can we establish, how can we bridge?
Con ese barrio.
How can we build a cultural bridge?
Y cómo
this,
tener lo que tenemos hoy, una iglesia multiracial.
And how can we have what we actually have, is a multiracial church.
Y eso el nombre Martin Luther King era un desafío.
And that's why Martin Luther King was a challenge.
El Martin Luther King hoy,
Martin Luther King today,
es un centro bastante conocido en su trabajo nacional e internacional.
Is a well-known center because of what he does in Cuba and internationally.
Nuestra fortaleza está en el área de la formación, el training. ¿No?
So our strength is in the area of training.
Tenemos trabajo con gente de iglesia.
So we work with people from some churches.
Y con gente en general de la sociedad.
And with people from different social backgrounds.
A través de la... We use in Spanish formación.
So the word...
Training. Formación is... Approximately.
What's similar to?
Education.
Education.
In the tradition of the critical pedagogy, we use formation, okay. Like formar, construir.
Okay.
Entonces, nosotros hacemos formación socio-teológica y pastoral.
So we train the people on the
socio-teológica,
social,
pastoral,
theological, and pastoral training.
Trabajamos educación popular.
So we work with what is known as popular education.
Viene de la pedagogía del brasileño Paulo Freire.
So that comes from Paulo Freire from Brazil.
Y nuestra misión fundamental.
So our main mission is to.
Es generar una cultura.
Is to generate kind of culture.
En la gente de fe.
So people that have some faith.
Cultura teológica.
Theological culture.
Una cultura política.
A political culture.
Que tenga como centro el protagonismo de las personas en sus procesos sociales.
So that the people that participate in this kind of training are the actual leaders or the center of the activities in which they are involved.
Sea en la iglesia,
whether they come from the church, we can also do that in ecumenical centers,
o sea en los espacios sociales,
or in some social spaces and communities.
De este trabajo, nosotros tenemos organizadas dos redes nacionales.
So we have two national networks.
Una red de educadores populares.
So we have a popular education network.
Y una red ecuménica.
An economical network.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenical
network. Fe por Cuba.
Faith for Cuba.
Y ellos tienen disímiles experiencias en el trabajo social.
And they have a lot of different experiences. In the work of social work and community work.
En muchos temas.
On different issues.
Tenemos también un trabajo internacional.
We also have an international work.
De articulación con movimientos sociales.
So our link with social movements.
En el trabajo por la paz en Colombia.
In the work of peace in Colombia.
Algunos de nosotros nos conocemos también de los días del Foro Social Mundial.
So I also had the opportunity to meet you in the ¿cómo se llama?
The World Social Forum.
The World Social Forum.
Del movimiento contra las bases militares.
A movement against military bases.
Y tenemos un trabajo fuerte con Estados Unidos.
And we also have a strong work with the USA.
Ya vieron un pedacito de lo que habíamos hecho con Code Pink.
So you could see part of what we did with Code Pink.
Pero desde el año 92, Nosotros recibimos aquí cada año.
So since 1992 we have been
receiving grupos que vienen de Estados Unidos.
We have been receiving US groups
a conocer la realidad cubana.
To know the Cuban or the current Cuban reality.
Y los impactos de la política de Estados Unidos.
And the impacts of the US policy towards Cuba.
Más recientemente,
very recently,
hemos abierto un programa académico.
So we have opened an academic program.
Entonces, a inicios del año y en septiembre.
So at the beginning of the year and in September,
tenemos estudiantes de Estados Unidos.
So we have students, U.S. students here.
Tres meses.
So they stay here for 3 months.
Viviendo en la comunidad.
So they live in the community.
Y estudiando aquí con nosotros.
And they study right here with us.
Y estamos muy felices.
And we are very happy.
Por los últimos sucesos.
We are very happy because of what recently has pero, happened.
Y como digo, ya voy a decir pero. Y como
I was going to say and.
Nuestro director.
As our director said.
En una, primer lugar, va a ser un proceso muy lento.
It's going to be a slow process.
Va a haber muchas fuerzas contra él.
There are going to be some strengths or forces against it.
Ustedes que llevan años luchando por
so you have been fighting very hard for a change in the policy, the US policy towards Cuba.
No pueden bajar las manos.
So you cannot put your hands down.
Ahora es el momento más importante.
Now is the most important moment.
El bloqueo no ha cesado.
The blockade or embargo has not been lifted yet.
No todo depende del Congreso Republicano.
Everything does not depend on the Republic.
Obama tiene todavía muchas oportunidades de vaciar de contenido el bloqueo.
So Obama has a lot of opportunities to take away some of the aspects of the blockade.
Y Cuba, como país soberano,
Cuba as a sovereign country,
ha considerado muy necesario e imprescindible,
has considered it to be very necessary and crucial,
que para restablecer las relaciones diplomáticas,
to be able to restore the diplomatic relations,
hace falta que nos borren de esa maldita lista de países
terroristas. So we should be taken away from the terrorist list, or take, we should be taken off from the terrorist list, which is an absurd.
Si usted es un terrorista,
if you're a terrorist,
¿cómo yo te voy a invitar a que pongas una oficina en mi casa?
How can I invite you to open an office in my place, in my country?
So you know that is the purpose of our trip, is to highlight that issue.
Ese es el propósito de nuestra visita, enfocar, resaltar ese aspecto.
But sadly, the U.S. is the terrorist nation, so we have another place that has to redefine terrorism.
También Estados Unidos va a ser un país terrorista, también tenemos que identificar otros países también.
Claro.
That is the most important thing that he said in 1967. His most famous speech was that the United States is the greatest purveyor of violence.
That the United States, I'm sorry?
In his 1967 speech, Dr. King, 1 year before he died, made the point that the United States is in fact.
Sí, claro, lo que el discurso que hizo en el año.
Riverside Shore. Entonces, yo lo dejo aquí. No sé si Suárez quiere añadir algo.
I don't know if Suárez, if he wants
pero
to
me parece
something
importante que ustedes pregunten.
But it's important, I think it is important
that
you ask
Cuba
questions.
Para nosotros es muy importante escuchar a ustedes.
It is very important to us to ask, I mean to hear your questions.
¿Qué quieren saber sobre
what do you actually want to know
realidad,
about our reality?
Y nosotros compartimos con ustedes.
And then we will be able to share these things with you.